This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Wednesday, W-E-N, no, it's not W-E-N, W-E-D. Those are good call letters, right? What do you think, ladies?
This is W-E-D, on the air, 3 times 4 times 5. Yes, no, W-E-D-N, I suppose you could do that too, yeah. All right, so now that I've thrilled everybody with my intelligent knowledge of call letters, Wednesday, yes. Tis the 19th. Victoria's got a chuckle. Victoria Keelan is here. Good, she always has a chuckle. Jennifer has a hearty laugh when she laughs. You want to laugh for us, Jennifer? Well, you have to have something funny.
I did. I just chuckled.
Usually, you laugh at your own jokes.
I do. Victoria, because you know what? What? If you don't laugh at your own jokes, you really set yourself on a path for failure.
Oh, okay. I'll remember that.
Victoria, that's a new one I've never heard.
Well, no, I haven't heard that one either. Victoria, you laugh at your own jokes?
No. I don't really laugh at other people's jokes either unless they're really funny. I get criticized, well, not criticized, but like my friends tease me that I don't usually laugh. I'll say that's funny instead of laughing sometimes.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. Kara, what do you laugh at other than me?
Yeah, I was going to say you a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I laugh at some of my own jokes. Not like not a big hearty laugh, but, you know, a little giggle when I think I say something funny.
Hearty, hearty, har, har, har. Okay, well, a couple of quickie items here before we get to Jennifer. The weather in the Midwest, 10 inches of rain has fallen in the Ohio Valley in the last couple of days. Flooding galore, water rescues galore. Outside mudslides. Wow, look at this mess near Lexington, Kentucky. Southern Indiana also 10 inches of rain. A foot has fallen in other parts of Ohio. Wow, look at this. 100 reports of damaging storms ranged from the Rockies to the East Coast. You usually get bad weather where you are, Victoria, on the beach.
Oh, it was so horrendous yesterday that we had flash flood warnings all day, and I was driving to the grocery store, and out of nowhere, it's like I drove into a waterfall. The rain came down so heavily that cars just pulled off to the side of the road. It's been like waking up every time I open the window in the morning or open the shade. It looks like I live in Seattle. This whole week, the
and
last
Seattle
couple of weeks.
Seattle actually been pretty, the Northwest been pretty dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hasn't been much of Northern California.
I have a friend in Portland and she's
state.
Posting sunny pictures every day.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. The moisture all across the Midwest where they don't need it. Some farmers in the Midwest have said they are not going to plant any crops. They will have absolutely no income this year.
Hard.
The water, they can't. If there isn't a crop in the ground by now, pretty much you can cook it and kiss it goodbye. So, and I haven't gotten my hay planted, which should have been planted before Memorial Day, and about 40 acres on my farm. The rain is coming across so that today we're probably in the Northeast going to have a fairly good day, but then tomorrow more rain. There's so much tropical moisture, and with that comes humidity. It's going to be very hot and humid over there, which is actually good for things to grow if you can get them in the ground and then dry them out. Looks like the weekend will be okay, but we're way behind on the farm. Very bad in Indianapolis today, Cincinnati, Louisville, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Washington, Cairo, you're going to get soaked today with the chance of severe storms there. You look at Kansas and Oklahoma, woof, look at the weather forecast. Heavy, heavy rain. Chicago, Louisville, Nashville, Omaha, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Birmingham, all across. 4 or 5 inches of rain in all those places. Good heavens. So, well, you just, what do? Nothing. You can't really do anything about it. You just live with it and think, well, I'm thinking about the forecast that came from several different sources. A couple of my farm organizations, American Agriculturalist and the Weather Bureau itself, plus the Farmer's Almanac, have said we were going to have a wet spring. That's what they said. And then June should be fairly normal, but it hasn't been. And July and August would be dry. And September and the fall will be normal. Well, let's see what that... Normal, you have to look back at the last 3-4 years. Normal is not the normal now. Isn't the normal that we had, let's say, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 years ago. Just isn't. So what causes it? Well, your guess is as good as mine, but there's something going on that's not great for most of the farming interests anyway. All right, having said that, it's interesting that Bayer, the company that owns Monsanto now, is going to invest a lot of money in developing they refer to it as additional methods to combat weeds. That means, if you'd read between the lines, they get the message or they understand they're going to lose their butts. They've already paid out millions, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars in fines and jury awards from cases that involve Monsanto and Roundup. So now,
and there's 2,000 more in the court system that haven't gone to trial yet.
Yeah.
So I thought this was a really interesting turnabout for Bayer. And, you know, if Bayer didn't buy Monsanto and if it was still just Monsanto as its own entity,
Monsanto would go bankrupt.
I don't know that we would have seen this news today. I think Monsanto was, they've known all along how, we know this, that they've known all along how deadly this stuff is. And yet they never wavered. And I think that maybe someone at Bayer has a better brain and said, you know, if we don't try to stem the tide now, we're on a sinking ship here. There's no way we can turn this around. So I think it's good news, obviously, because we look at the damage that Roundup is doing, our entire agricultural
system.
To
the land. The land is being depleted of its resources, its natural resources, because this stuff sucks all the nitrogen and phosphates out of the soil. It's just really bad for it. So let's see what is developing here. There are other ways to get rid of the root. I remember a couple of years we tried. There are cultivators that are made. When I was growing a lot of corn for the cattle, I used to go down the rows. There was you put a butane tank and a flame on the cultivators, and it burns the weeds. And that's not a bad solution to the problem. It's complicated, but it's a way to get rid of the stuff. The problem with Roundup is it doesn't kill the seeds. That's how insidious it is. So it burns, it doesn't burn. Well, it sort of burns. It kills the top of the flower. Particularly focuses on the weed itself, the plant, but it doesn't kill the seeds that are in the plant. So when you burn the plant or get rid of the plant, you think it's gone. But it doesn't. It reseeds the seeds for the weeds. That's how insidious this is. And it was purposeful that they did that. All right, so now, Jennifer, you've had your education on the weed department. What do you have to educate? Yeah. What do you have to educate us with?
Well, it was a big night for President Trump last night. For someone who really likes optics, he had a night that had pretty much the perfect optics, at least that he was looking for. You had people that were sleeping kind of out on the streets. You had a lot of people lining up outside the Amway Center in Orlando, where I think it was pretty much sold out. There's 20,000 people that could fit into that stadium, and it looked like a sea of red and white. Certainly a lot of MAGA hats in the crowd.
When you say sold out, does that mean that they charged to get into these
rallies? They charged, but you had to apply for the tickets, and there were, according at least to the campaign, 100,000 people who applied for tickets, and the center only held 20,000, so they invited people to come to Orlando anyway, and they had a Trump tailgate for people that couldn't get in. They had food trucks and Jumbotron, so there was the optics of people still waiting outside watching the speech and kind of consuming all of that. And so the event started off with Donald Trump Jr., who was talking a lot about Joe Biden, which is probably good news for Joe Biden, who is being acknowledged at least by the president as probably the front runner, which he is at this point. And then Mike Pence got up on stage and talked about some of the achievements of the administration. Then President Trump started about 7:30 East Coast time, got up on stage, or I'm sorry, 8:30 East Coast time. And I think he did something that was pretty effective. He was able, for the first time, because he wasn't just a candidate anymore, at one of these rallies, to really rattle through some of his achievements. The fact that he's started to take over health care reforms for veterans, that he's doubled the child tax credit for American families, that he's confronting the opioid and the HIV crisis in the country, that he's passed a criminal justice reform bill. So he went through a list of accomplishments. office. Then he went through some of the things that he'd like to do if he were granted another term, and he kind of made the case to the American people. It was effective. The crowd ate it up. They helped vote on a slogan for the new campaign. He quizzed them and asked if they liked Making America Great Again or if they liked Keep America Great, and the crowd seemed to vote for Keep America Great, so that is how the president will move forward into 2020. And so he's off to the races. Now, next week, the Democrats will have their real official start with two nights of debates also in Florida. And Florida's not by mistake here, because it's very evident that Republicans need Florida to have an electoral college path to victory. So Democrats are fighting hard for it. Republicans, obviously, this is why Trump used Orlando as his announce point. And so now we're off to the races. It's kind of the official start of the season, even though it's felt like it's already started for about 6 months.
I see that they
it's a
are
2 year election cycle
building temporary immigration courts along the border. They're working to figure out which ports of entry could use a court for migrants only, those people seeking asylum here. Department of Homeland Security says that it had already sent roughly 6,000 asylum seekers back to Mexico. The administration expanded the migrant protection protocols under an agreement it struck with Mexico. That's part of the agreement with Mexico, right? In order for them to stay in our good graces. Isn't that how that works, Jennifer?
They don't necessarily have to build immigration courts, but what they have to do is allow people who are seeking asylum to stay in Mexico until they're granted asylum by the United States. So that's
Well, wait times are longer, though, because there are more people in them.
Yeah. Well, the wait times right now, they've been long for a long time. It's 4 or 5 years. This is why people are going nuts about the system being broken, because when someone says they want to, anybody who steps foot in the country has the right to claim asylum, and they have right to appear before a judge. And so their waiting list, I think they're 800,000 cases deep. The waiting list is typically 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So someone's handed a court date and then they're let go into the country and they say, okay, come back in 4 years. We'll see you then. And more than half, I think 3/4 of them don't ever show up again. They just blend into the general population of the country. And so that's what's problematic. That's why it's a big win to have them wait in Mexico for asylum trial, because otherwise we don't see them again in this country.
Yep. All right. Well, so that saga goes on, but it's interesting to see Trump changing the playbook somewhat, and it makes sense because he is the president now and not running as a candidate. Time for us to think about something very serious. I've been talking about this off and on, but more and more people, this is one of those things when you start talking about it, it sort of takes on a life of its own, and what I'm talking about is this 714X, the sulfur cure for cancer. And I use those terms advisedly because the government doesn't want me to say that, because the government doesn't want us to have a focus on 714X. So I attribute the words to Charles Pixley, who's written a book about his experiences promoting the use of 714X, which is legal in Canada and legal elsewhere, but not legal in America. But he lived, at the time he started this 20-some-odd years ago, he lived in Buffalo, and so right across the border, he learned about 714X. He was a medical researcher, found this product, and started talking to people about it and giving them advice on where to go. And as a result of that, he was harassed by the government. And I say that not advisedly, because I know his story. He was trying to help people who had cancer. It's become very big business, and Big Pharma has much more influence over the government than he does. And we talk about these things in a generic sense, but right now this story of 714X is in his new book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714XBook.com. That's 714XBook.com. So if you're curious about this for any reason, this is a good way. I know Dr. Jack Stockwell, who spends time on this program, a very important cog in my health wheel, says he's ordering a copy of it. Education, he thinks, is the best medicine, and it is. So order your copy, 714XBook.com, promo code DJV.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Times, good song, Taylor Swift. This is You Need to Calm Down. Her fans are not the only ones who really like her new music and her new video. Cher has been tweeting. She sent a still shot from the You Need to Calm Down video that depicts one of Cher's iconic quotes. Mom, I'm a rich man. Remember that from the movie?
Yeah. No, it's from an interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember it, but now I know about it.
I thought it was from the
It was in a Dateline interview from 96. I guess Cher said her mom said she should marry a rich man, and Cher responded, Mom, I am a rich man.
I thought that was from a movie. I can see.
Sounds like it's from a movie, but it's
Olivia, not Olivia. Olivia Snow. Olivia.
Octavia.
Dukakis.
Octavia. Wait, what are we?
No. Olivia Dukakis played her mother in Mask, wasn't it?
Moonstruck.
It was either one of the two. So I'm thinking that's, you know, when her father, Danny DeVito, and she and the mother are talking about who she's going to marry, I can just hear this, so maybe not. But anyway, this interview that we're talking about, Cher said the quote as a response to her mom. Cher told Dateline, my mom said to me, you know, sweetheart, one day you should settle down and marry a rich man. I said, Mom, I am a rich man. The quote's inclusion is fitting considering both Swift and Cher's ongoing involvement with the LGBTQ active groups. Not only did the You Need to Calm Down video feature a bunch of cameos from celebrities like RuPaul and Ellen DeGeneres, but it also inspired a wave of glad contributions from Swift fans. A lot of people donated $13 to the organization as an homage to Swift's lucky number. News of Cher's tweet spread pretty quickly yesterday, prompting Taylor to tweet back. When you have a song, rather, about being calm, and the video has a Cher quoting it, and she posted, so henceforth you are not able to be calm anymore. And here's Cher doing one of the ABBA songs from that recent album of hers, Dancing Queen, which is really a trip and a half. Now, that's not how well she does with this. Isn't she making one of her, is it one of her residents or something that she's doing? She's just performing this album? Do I remember seeing
She's on tour right now. We're going to see her in December at the Garden in New York. But, yeah, she's on tour. So she does a mix of the new ABBA stuff and her old hits.
Yeah.
And apparently it's amazing.
Yeah, I bet it is. Speaking of amazing, Kara wants us to know about Ed Sheeran, who's teaming up with Heinz, the 57 varieties of ketchup. He's now actually officially a condiment. He's the proud recipient of a ketchup line called Heinz Tomato Edchup. And his honor, right? For years, he was a noted enthusiast of ketchup, Heinz ketchup. His bicep has a tattoo of a Heinz label. Did you know that, Kara? Widely publicized rumor has it that members of his entourage carry emergency bottles around to satisfy his cravings for ketchup. Well, after all, President Reagan said it was a food, it was vegetable. So he's
ketchup
gone
like
commercial.
Condensed, yeah, it's condensed tomato soup in a jar.
You have this, you got the commercial?
I got an idea for a Heinz ketchup commercial. I was at this super posh restaurant. The hostess says, Mr. Sheeran, let me show you to your table. Fast forward and the food comes. The waiter says, we are proud to present this farm-to-table, blah, 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 posh and fancy, blah, blah, blah. You know, the food looked good, but I just thought there was something missing. And at that point, the whole world came to a stop. No.
That's when he's pouring ketchup on his food. His fancy food.
So that's
food.
My idea. Do you want to do it?
So apparently he brings ketchup bottles to posh restaurants.
Nothing worse than ketchup on eggs. Yeah. All right, they're sold out, though, so they're doing pretty well, it would seem. Kara, did you buy a bottle yet?
No, I don't care about ketchup that much.
There's a wait list for Edchup.
Yep.
I'll just buy my normal ketchup from the store.
People need to get a life. God love them. All right, that's the Ed Sheeran story, kind of a different one, and a good one, and a cute one. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. Ohmygut.info.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign is officially underway. The president telling a huge crowd at a rally in Orlando last night he is ready to keep America great.
Together we're breaking the most sacred rule in Washington politics. We are keeping our promises to the American people. Because my only special interest is you. I don't have a special interest. I don't care.
Trump saying his administration has restored a broken federal government, and he cited the strong national economy and said nobody has done what we have done in 2.5 years. Suicide rates among American teens rising, especially among boys. Between 2015 and 2017, the annual rise exceeded 14%. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes.
So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created FordPass, everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app right in the palm of your hand. Only FordPass combines roadside assistance, FordPass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. FordPass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. FordPass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
At the hour here on the DJV program, names Jennifer Horn, name Victoria Keelan, another name Kara Schillen, and my name is Doug Steffen. Names in the news today: an Indian magician inspired by Harry Houdini is dead after he was tied up with ropes, locked in chains, dropped into a river, and drowned. Shouldn't laugh about it, but his name, Jadgua Mandrake. He went in, somebody lowered his body into a river, which branches off of the Ganges River, and he's not been seen since.
I think they found his body, haven't they?
Did they?
Yeah. I mean, they knew. I think they. I saw some of the video a couple days ago. They knew right away that it didn't go well.
No. Well, I guess he wasn't that inspired by Houdini, one way or another. Here's another. Well, how else do you take that? It's not funny, but it is funny, kind of, in a rather sick way, I guess. That's why you and I are laughing at it.
That's right.
I think we were talking about laughing. Victoria
Troubled.
Doesn't laugh. Yes, we are sick, demented human beings. Here's a New Jersey man, Victoria, dying, yet another hotel death in the Dominican Republic.
I know.
Family says
crazy.
Who is still going to the Dominican Republic right now?
Unfortunately,
nice.
This guy was already there and had been there numerous times.
Yeah. And
Joseph Allen, his name, found dead in his room at the Hotel Terra Linda.
Did you hear the good news? Our promotions department just contacted me and told me that starting tomorrow, we're going to have a big DJV promotion. Family four-packs to the Dominican Republic. Are you ready?
You had too much sleep last night.
Super excited for the giveaway.
That's very good. Another name in the news is Patrick Shanahan. Apparently he's a dirty old man, right? He beat up his wife. Is that the deal? He was the
secretary. They had a really tough marriage and a really tough divorce, and so there were some allegations as part of that divorce hearing that they're trying to figure
enough
out. But
to drive him out of the job, though.
Bizarre. And then I guess, his son, hit his mother or something, so then he decided he needed to have some time with his kid. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, apparently this happened, years ago, but whatever, the tough marriage, whatever, apparently she was, had the police called on her for punching him in the face, and then a separate time they had the police called because they both hit each other. His son beat his mom with a baseball bat, which he defended at the time. Because
how old is the son?
I think he was, 15 or 16 when it happened. I'm assuming, I don't know for sure. It sounded kind of like the mom was abusive, and he said that the mom had been harassing the son for hours, and then, I don't know, he lost it. He defended his son at that point, and then later was like, okay, I realize that there's no time when it's okay to beat someone with a baseball bat.
Are they all a bunch of drunks? Because this sounds like everyone gets drunk.
I mean, I was reading the story, and I was like, okay, so you're all just beating each other. It just sounded like a mess.
Wow.
Not a family I'd want to be a part of.
No, not
weird
at all.
Stuff.
So he's gone. So who becomes the defense secretary now? We've had a sort of...
He was the acting since Mad Dog Mattis left. And so now it's, I'm forgetting, Esther, I think his name is. He's the head of the Army, and so they moved him into that position. So
Mad Dog went back to be a professor at some college. Is it Seattle or San Francisco? He went somewhere to teach in a war college somewhere. I thought that was pretty interesting. The Chinese president, Xi Jinping.
Xi.
No, he. He is the president.
President Xi.
Xi. No, President He.
Xi.
Will make his first state visit to North Korea. That's exciting, right? He's going to take the same train.
I can't wait for the Chinese and the North Koreans to get together. I mean, that's just going to be
awesome. Well, they kind of already... I mean, this is part of the problem with North Korea. The only one giving North Korea money and propping them up is China. They've had this relationship for a long time already. Mm. So that was part of... the deal is that you've got to pressure China into not helping them out so much. Otherwise, the sanctions don't take hold as quickly as they should.
No. Really? Huh. Imagine that. All right, that's all the attention that deserves. Victoria, what do you have to keep and hold our attention, please?
How about some flesh-eating diseases? That's always fun, right?
Lovely. Ice cream and flesh-eating diseases.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of scary. This is actually turning into a national warning. Whenever we hear about flesh-eating disease and people dying from it, it's usually in swampy southern states. There was a woman who died, and a couple of women have died in Georgia and in Florida, some around the Texas panhandle, and usually they've either been in brackish water, which is part salt water, part fresh water, in case you don't know what that means. But so now, apparently, this type of flesh-eating bacteria is spreading north, and climate change is actually being attributed to part of why this is happening. Rising temperatures on the sea surface. Which, when we talk about carbon footprint, the more carbon that's in the air, that's what warms the oceans. And so we know that the oceans have been warmed significantly. Now it's spreading into bays. And so this virus is called Vibrio, and it is typically found, when you're talking about the Northeast, it's typically found off the coast of Virginia and Maryland in the Chesapeake Bay. But now there are 5 new cases of people who have contracted Vibrio from the Delaware Bay, which is very rare because the Delaware Bay, the temperatures of those waters are usually much cooler. And so you never see this kind of stuff creeping up into southern New Jersey. But now 5 people have contracted it. One has died. And most recently, a 38-year-old guy went into the hospital. He had he was vomiting. He was feverish. He had a skin rash on his left calf, and blood cultures confirmed that he had Vibrio. And essentially, your skin starts to die off immediately. It is.
Ooh.
Don't look at pictures because it is just so horrible.
Sounds
they
like
have
some
to do
out of the Middle Ages.
It is, and they have to do immediate skin grafts, or else you know amputation is the only other option to stop it from spreading. It's horrible. So you may want to avoid brackish water. This is now, like I said, this is kind of sweeping from the east and heading west in terms of warnings for this. And this, unfortunately, this doesn't just stop at people who are going crabbing or fishing and wading into brackish water. It's actually affecting people who are eating seafood from brackish water as well. And so,
how do you know if you're eating seafood from brackish water?
Well, that's the thing. There are certain types of fish that are only found in brackish water, some oysters and things like that. I have always been an oyster fan, but I don't take anything south of
raw.
New England. I don't do Florida. No, it's actually safer. You don't do anything in warm water. I never eat an oyster or mussels that come from warm water, and those are two of the culprits that are being along
safer
with crabs.
Safer than eating it if it's cooked.
Well, if you eat cooked seafood, though, that's what I'm saying. People are eating fish from brackish water and getting sick from it because they have the Vibrio infection.
And where is the water? How do we find when we're looking at fish? How do we know whether it comes from brackish water or not?
Well, if you're going to a restaurant, there's a guy who actually was nowhere near the Delaware Bay, but he worked in a southern New Jersey restaurant, and he handled this fish, and that's how he contracted Vibrio. So if you eat it,
how do you know where your fish comes from? When you're
in
a restaurant.
Well, if you go to a restaurant, you ask questions, first of all, and if you know that they say, oh, it's a local catch, and then you're in southern New Jersey or anywhere near the Delaware Bay, you might want to find out what type of fish it is. Do your research. I would only eat sea fish instead of brackish fish. And that's like, you know, when you have trout, certain types of trout, there are certain types of fish that, you know, are indigenous to brackish water. I am, like I said, I'm not a fan. I grew up on the shore. I only like ocean fish. But this is what's happening now, and we're going to see a lot more cases of this. And doctors from New Jersey's Cooper University Hospital they're the ones who have treated the 5 cases, and the 6th person died. He didn't go to the hospital in time. But they're the ones warning that physicians need to be on the lookout for these symptoms, because this could be creeping up as the temperatures of water everywhere across the country is on the rise. The temperatures are on the rise, and so that just is a breeding ground for this Vibrio virus. And this stuff is just gnarly.
It's like creepy.
Again, do not look at pictures because it is just ugh. But with people who like oysters, a lot of them are blue points, and so people think, oh, blue point oysters, that's, you know, northern or New England. They're really not. Most of them are now cultivated in Virginia. A lot of them even in the Potomac River. I wouldn't go near blue point oysters if you paid me. And so they haven't specifically pinpointed blue points, but that's definitely one of the culprits. So be very careful, and be very careful of crabs too. Mm-hmm. You know, in all senses.
You were waiting for Jennifer on that one?
I know. I used to go crabbing on the weekend.
I'm sure you did. All right.
Back in your club days.
Right.
Sports news. David Ortiz condition upgraded to good. He is still in the intensive care unit, according to his wife at Mass General, but the Red Sox paying a lot of attention to him, fans paying a lot of attention to him. Prosecutors are releasing details today about the plot to kill Ortiz. Apparently, there are people in America, authorities that have gone down the Dominican Republic, FBI and others, who are trying to, quote-unquote, help the local authorities. I don't know what the local authorities have any understanding in the Dominican Republic of anything. So
they're too busy doing autopsies.
Right. Mm. And then the story, you know, we talked last week about James Corden putting together this team in UK versus the USA in dodgeball. Mm-hmm. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
He's doing a
the
week
video
of London
very
shows.
Funny.
Right.
Michelle Obama threw a ball and hit Harry Styles in the Family Jewels. It was hilarious.
Well, apparently she got hit, too, by Benedict Cumberbatch. He went knocked her down. If you see video and audio.
That's what happens when you sign up to play dodgeball.
Right,
you get hit with balls.
That's it.
Thanks,
okay.
Man.
All right.
I like it.
No. All right. Let's get to television. Yes, television report. Looks like the Game of Thrones is back again. What about that, Kara? Prequel They're working on the filming already. Untitled is the show, at least at this point, but they're putting the pilot together. Shooting location is in the same places where they shot before. They're also talking about shooting, I guess, in other countries. The prequel is set thousands of years before the events in Game of Thrones. Wow. I don't know. This is significant. Will you watch
because
this?
Because it's all fiction. I don't watch this. Yeah. I know Carrot loves it. But, you know, my brother is a big fan of this, and he was saying that the possibilities are endless because it's fiction. You can go back 1,000 years if you want and just create a whole new world.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what they're going to do.
Yeah, I think people are interested because they want to see the kind of the backstory of, like, what created the world that was modern, in quotes, Game of Thrones. I don't know. I'll watch the first episode probably. That way they, you know, get good viewership and at least have an option of making the rest of the show. But
yeah. Okay. I watched City on a Hill last night, the new Showtime show that has my business partner Jonathan Tucker in it and Kevin Bacon. It was pretty gritty. Pretty takes place in the early 90s, supposedly in Boston, even though they filmed it in New York. And it is, Jonathan's a good bad guy. He likes to play bad guys, and he's a bad guy in this one. So it's been interesting. It's another crime thriller, but with a different twist on it, if you're interested in it. I think they air it normally. It starts Sunday nights, but it's on pretty much every other night. Like, they do all their shows, Billions and the other shows, they play them back during the
week.
We're
getting into Billions now. That's a great show.
It's a great show. It is.
Oh, my gosh. The writing is so smart. I love it.
Very smart. Yeah, see, but check out and tell me what you think of City on the Hill when you have a moment. All right, 13 before the hour. Jennifer, what else is our focus on television? What do we have good tonight, Wednesday night?
Well, good tonight if you're a fan of Kevin Costner on the Paramount Network. It's a season premiere of Yellowstone where he's the billionaire cattle rancher.
That looks like rough, tough stuff.
Yeah, they call it the saga of the New West. So it does seem a bit dramatic, and obviously it has that Western feel. That's the Paramount Network tonight at 10, the season premiere. If you're into something a little maybe more serious and realistic, do Rivers of Life. That's a series premiere on PBS at 8. They focus on the Nile, the Amazon, the Mississippi. They talk about the animals, the people that surround the river, and some astonishing landscapes. If you're into that, PBS at 8 o'clock. Disney has a new show called Just Roll With It about a blended family. That's at 8 o'clock. And NCIS is going back in time tonight on CBS. It's an all-new night. You'll get The Amazing Race at 8 o'clock. At 9, it's NCIS, The Cases They Can't Forget, where they go back to some of the biggest cases in NCIS history. And Rocky Carroll, actor Leon Vance, will be the one that hosts you through all of that. And that's about it tonight. You've got a couple of other things. Expedition Unearthed on Discovery. Guys, Grocery Games new on the Food Network. But I'd say my pick tonight might be Yellowstone. I haven't checked that one out yet.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty gritty story as well. Here's the story on getting healthy, losing weight, and keeping it off. The story from Calitrin, familiar to our listeners, but people still seem to take interest in it because if they weren't getting new folks using the product, they wouldn't keep advertising. Calitrin is so good. It's proven. Can you do that again, Doug? It's proven to help you with weight loss and joint pain. The reason you get better sleep in this product, in the arena here, is because collagen is the main ingredient that helps you when it comes to joint pain and arthritis, acid reflux. It has many different benefits. Collagen, number one ingredient in Calitrin, helps you lose the weight and keep it off. So if your body is craving for a little less weight, go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com, the website for Calitrin to lose weight naturally. Toploss.com. Use the DJV code and get $10 off each bottle. DJV also entitles you to free shipping at toploss.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Radio, radio, where for art thou? Well, where for are we? We're in Tech Talk time now. 53 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan here, gracing us with more information about Facebook, which Kara and I have just been trying to work on. They seem to have done a nice job of dumping some of the easy ways to connect from one site that you're on to another. Yet another. Why do they? It's so confusing and so unnecessary, it seems to me, Victoria. They just. It's like
I don't know. I ditched Facebook, so I don't know what the changes are, but yeah.
All right, but they're going to launch a cryptocurrency on their own for what purpose would be the question?
For world domination. I mean, that's really what they're after. And so they have announced a very ambitious new cryptocurrency. It's called Libra, like the zodiac sign. And it will be managed by an association of tech and finance companies, including Facebook. Facebook is going to be very involved in the beginning. They say that they intend to kind of hand it off after it gets going. But it also has a lot of other interesting things to it. On a technical level, Libra is broadly similar to Bitcoin. And in theory, it's got everything that's good about cryptocurrency, only bigger and faster. Now, the currency is designed not to be an asset based on speculation like Bitcoin, but it's actually a form of digital money that's backed by a reserve of assets. So that is a huge difference there. It's not backed by the Federal Reserve like our, like the U.S. dollar or any other national currency. However, they are going to back it with different types of assets. And so Libra will be used mainly to transfer money between individuals in developing countries who lack access to traditional banks. Obviously, this is going to be used used by a much broader audience than that. But the goal eventually is to create the first truly mainstream cryptocurrency, a decentralized global form of payment that will be as stable as the dollar. This is what Facebook wants. You can use it to buy almost anything, and it can support an entire range of financial products, from banking to loans to credit cards, things like that. Now, Facebook is building Libra and plans to run the project through the end of the year and then hand it over to the larger community of partners. They have 27 other partners to oversee Libra and its development. Now, the partners are pretty impressive. I will definitely give props to Facebook on this one. They got a lot of really good people on board. They have venture capital firms, they've got nonprofits, crypto firms, massive corporate financial and telecommunications providers, Coinbase, which is essentially that's the biggest platform that Bitcoin is on now, MasterCard, Visa, eBay, PayPal, Stripe, Spotify, Uber, Lyft, and Vodafone are all on the board of this new Libra cryptocurrency. Those organizations will also contribute to what is known as the Libra Reserve. That will be the asset pool that ensures that every unit of Libra currency is actually backed by something real rather than just on its scarcity, which is how Bitcoin is priced. And so what Facebook essentially says is if you buy into their cryptocurrency, you won't see the crazy swings in valuation that you see with Bitcoin and Ethereum and Litecoin and all the other ones. So Libra wallets will be embedded in Facebook apps like Messenger and WhatsApp. So that means you can send money through those apps using the cryptocurrency, and Facebook will be the main hub for all of this. And essentially, like I said, world domination. As soon as you become a giant bank, then you are on your way to world domination.
Wow. Man, this guy's got some imagination, hasn't he? The Star Trek logo has been seen on the surface of Mars.
The Geek Out.
Maybe CBS is doing an elaborate marketing campaign for the upcoming Picard Star Trek series, or maybe it's a cool coincidence. NASA recently shared images from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that show a feature of the surface of Mars that looks an awful lot like the logo from the Star Trek Starfleet. Yes, on the southeast region of the Red Planet is a series of chevron formations, one of which looks amazingly like the icon from the famous TV series, down to the star detail in the middle. A team from the University of Arizona spotted it, and NASA says the shape is the result of a mixture of Martian winds, lava, and sand dunes. You need to see it for yourself, and we've posted a link to the Starfleet logo on Mars at the Geek Out.
What if new plans were no problem? Introducing the all-new Toyota RAV4 Limited. With cutting-edge technology and revolutionized style, it's ready to handle any what-if in your path.
Visit toyota.com/testmiles for more details, and thanks, Toyota, for your support.
Meanwhile, back in the House, that is the House Committee, focused on deepfakes. This is serious stuff, Victoria, yeah?
Yes, it is. And deepfakes, that's a term we're going to be hearing a lot of as we approach the 2020 election. It's manipulated video content, and it's fake. And essentially, it uses artificial intelligence, and it can manipulate all kinds of media. In video format, they use face-swapping technology, so it actually looks like the person that you think it is. Nancy Pelosi already fell victim to this a couple weeks ago, but it's not actually Nancy Pelosi. And the danger is they can manipulate these little things to say anything that they want. And so we'll be hearing a lot more about this as we move forward.
Wow. Dangerous times. 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.